I grew up between the San Francisco Bay Area and Las Vegas, Nevada. Mm-hmm. Both of my parents were ministers with the Assemblies of God. My mother received her credentials, I think, in 1941, and my father the following year. And both of them were church planters. My mother founded a church in Sausalito, California, which is now the big Assembly of God in San Rafael. And my father worked as an associate in Stockton and then pastored in Bellevue, Washington, and San Leandro, California. And then they moved to Las Vegas in 1954.
Okay.
And there they pastored the only Pentecostal church in town at that time, I think, the Trinity Assembly of God, and later on established a second church there for the Assemblies of God.
And it is remarkable to think about the middle of the 20th century, and your mother is really a pastor in the same way with the same kind of authority as your father. Is that right?
Yes. You know, but that's it's a little bit stunning at one level, and yet at another level within the Pentecostal tradition.
Right. It's only stunning if you're looking at it through our cultural lens.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But certainly within the Pentecostal tradition, we have ordained or credentialed women right almost from the beginning. I would say from the beginning, actually. It depends on the group that you're with. Some did it a little bit later. Some have never done it. But the vast majority have simply said, well, if Joel the prophet's talking about the pouring out of the Holy Spirit on all flesh, it includes men and women, we can't stop a woman from doing what the Lord has asked her to do. So right. That's what we've done.
Right. Do you remember when you first heard about Azusa Street and the Azusa Street revival?
You know, I have vague memories of someone mentioning it when I might have been about 6 or 7 years old. But where it really impacted me was when I went away to college. I think I was 17 at the time, and I settled in a church in San Jose, California. And there were two or three people who had been to the Azusa Street Mission. And I remember them standing up and testifying in a church on a Sunday night or a Wednesday night, and tears billowing over. And it was really an emotional thing. And it really touched my heart in a way that at that time, it grabbed me. But I didn't expect it to grab me for a lifetime.
Right. And when you first came to Pasadena, was it in 1970?
That's correct.
You have written that you also came to know and be in conversation with some of the original participants of Azusa Street.
That's also correct, yes. Uh-huh. I probably met a dozen of them or so through the years, but in 1970 there were not a lot of them around, and I got to be friends with about four of them mm-hmm. fairly well.
Mm-hmm. And did they also shed a different kind of light on your understanding of those events?
Well, it's one of those events that seems to have grabbed everyone that was ever associated with it, and they all had an incredible passion about it. They all loved to talk with me about it. Some of them I managed to get
this
on.
This is 66 years later.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really is an amazing story when you stop and think of it. But every one of them simply wanted to tell that story as much as possible. And it gave me an opportunity to ask them all kinds of questions. Some of them I actually got on tape, and that was very nice. But at that time, I didn't have the finances to be able to do anything more than that. Yeah.